If you love to read and always on the lookout for that great book, then tune in to Authors and More. Need tips on writing your own book, publishing, self-publishing? It's all here on Authors and More. All your writing needs under one roof. So I have some fabulous guests on my show today. First of all, I have Kat Jane Massey. She's the founder of the Visibility and Confidence Community Club, the VQ Academy, and she's the author of Living with Dolls. So I'd like to introduce Kat Massey. So welcome, Kat.
Oh, hi, Karen. Thanks for having me on. You all right?
Yeah, all good today. And I know we've got lots of other people joining us as well, but we're gonna go over to those in a few minutes' time. So Kat, you're here to talk about your new book, a collaboration called Seen, featuring female entrepreneurs from your academy, sharing their story of how they stepped into their passion, purpose, and power. So you're already an author in your own right. Congratulations on this book, which is fantastic. It's already made, is it number one bestseller in three different categories?
It's six categories now, yeah.
Well, it's phenomenal. It's brilliant. Six different categories, and it's only available for pre-order. Was it 24 hours ago or 48 hours ago?
On the 28th at 7 a.m. it went for pre-orders on the 28th of September. Yeah,
so that is incredible. So let's just, for our listeners, let's just explain what it is you do and tell us all about your academy.
So I'm Kat Massey and I'm a visibility and confidence mentor. So I help women get seen in different ways, however they feel comfortable with their visibility. And a year ago, I started an online business called the VQ Academy membership. And in there, I give them everything they need all around their business, their visibility and their confidence for them to implement into their businesses, to be able to show up. But the backbone of the VQ Academy is the community. So you're definitely not on your own, because it can be quite lonely being an entrepreneur, especially if you're a solo entrepreneur and you haven't got a team behind you. So it's something that was needed at the time, and I delivered it.
And how many members do you have in your academy now?
It does fluctuate. It's like a gym membership. You know, people get all excited, they come in, they want to get fit, want to get visible, and then after a month they don't.
So it's
like that. So we're around 57 members at the moment.
Wow, that's brilliant. So let's talk about your fabulous book, Seen. So when did you first have that kind of light bulb moment and think, you know, I've got this inspiration, I've got to create this book?
Being a visibility mentor, I knew that I could offer different platforms, and it was the time then really to offer this. Having gone through the process myself and know what impact it can have to help people and for your own visibility in your own businesses as well, I just thought I'd put something out there and ask and see who put their hands up, who wanted to be a co-author in a book. But I had a special preference around it. I made them quite aware that it was going to be around mental health. It was going to be for mental health, and it had to be something that you were really passionate about, that you'd stepped into your power, and you know, you had a story around that, you know, around adversity and coming through that, so you can inspire others. And so that was the call that I put out.
I'm going to read the synopsis on the back of the book. In Seen, 15 female entrepreneurs have found the courage to come together and share their stories with you. In their own words, they describe the process of finding their passion, power, and purpose, and how they wish to inspire and encourage others to believe that anything is possible. Standing proud and finding the courage to be heard, this is a powerful collection from 15 women. And today we're joined by a handful of women. So I'd like to introduce the rest of the authors. So hello to Aga Mortlock, to Becky Field, Nikki Kilnan, Carolyn and Alison D. So hello, ladies. Say a big cheers.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
Congratulations to all of you on reaching number one in six different categories. So I said to you all to bring a glass to say cheers. So hold your glasses up and let's all say cheers. So well done. Cheers. Okay, so I did ask each and every one of you basically what it is you do, and give us a brief outline of what you've kind of brought to the book scene. So first of all, let's go over to Nikki Kilnan. So Nikki, briefly tell us what it is you do and tell us about what you're bringing to the book.
Okay, so hi everybody. I help people style their social media, and what I mean by that is once they've had brand shoots done, or basically just up leveling the like the professional level of their stories, of their grid, of their social media, so it just looks more professional, more styled, and more presentable.
Brilliant. And I have seen your social media page and they do look magnificent.
Thank you.
So tell us about your story in Scene.
Yeah, so my story started back in 2020. I was actually working for a company, and I had to make the choice of going back to work unhealthy against consultants' orders, or resigning for my own health. I obviously chose to resign. Didn't know where I was going, what I was doing, thought I would go away on holiday, and then got stuck as the pandemic started.
I can relate to that.
I literally got stuck out there, had a nightmare journey back, I think, which everybody, and if you know a few people on this this podcast, lived it with me, seeing my snotty mess and everything coming back, and then had to basically do what everybody else did in COVID, which was completely pivot on what I was doing. And that led me, obviously, the creative side, decided to do something completely different, and here we are, flying.
Brilliant. So, well, I really look forward to reading your story. So let's go over to Josephine Sandra Calagira. Is it, have I pronounced your name right, Josephine?
Yes, you have.
Yay! I know you've just arrived, so welcome to the podcast. So Josephine, yeah, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and a brief outline of what you're bringing to the book Scene.
So I am Josephine Calagira. I'm better known as the Setback to Comeback Queen, and an empowerment enthusiast. Over 4 years ago, I had a personal injury that limited the capability of the things that I could do. And as a single parent, life became so hard and so tough, and my son literally nearly got taken away. I was misdiagnosed with a lot of things going back and forth, and of course the emotions, the thoughts, the physical side of things, that my health was going really down. And I lost the plot. I thought I was better off, because my son became a young carer at that time, before I knew he was a young carer. And I saw what he was going through and his performance at school. He got picked up on, and I couldn't do anything, and I started to lose it. So I tried.
How old was your son, Josephine, at the time?
He was five.
Five, wow.
So he had to get through all of that, and myself as well. It became wheelchair bound after trying to pretend that everything was okay. But of course, my health was going really down. The medication wasn't helping. I was misdiagnosed. I stopped talking and kept quiet. And what I brought out of the book was to inspire and empower people to understand that actually you can be who you want to be, and you can work through the struggles that you're going through, and you can't hide away, because the truth always stays. And then you can find a way with the right support, with the right team. I mean, God mercy. I just remember that first day I reached out to God mercy. I'm going to cry in a minute.
It's okay. You're in good hands here.
So I reached out to them. It just takes me back to the first day I reached out to God mercy, when I felt like, you know what? I'm in pieces here. And then I went into Katmasi's program challenge. And then that gave me the opportunity to actually step into my power, honestly. And I was trying to hide, and because I saw how authentic and true she was in sharing and giving every single person a platform, it brought some kind of me out, rather than keeping quiet and pretending everything was fine and trying to say, oh, I can't say this, I can't do that. So for me, and when I had a one-to-one with her, I said to her, if I invested, she gave me the best answer I've never heard anyone tell me. I say to her, I say, Kat, do you think this course is fine? It will suit me. Is it for me? And she said, you know what you want and you know how much you want it. And if it's what you want, I welcome you on.
Yay. And here you are today. So we look forward to hearing your story. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
So now we're going to go over to Carolyn McPherson. So welcome, Carolyn. Tell us briefly about what it is you do and what you're bringing to the book.
Hi there, Karen. Thanks for having me on. I'm still working in the NHS as a sonographer, which is working with crystals and the energy of crystals. But I'm also, just before lockdown, launched my own business, Plucking Up the Courage, in sort of holistic healing. So I'm an energy healer, working with the energies of crystals, dragons, and helping people bring balance and harmony back into their bodies with kinetic chain release, their minds with mindfulness and meditation, and their spirit and soul with the energy of healing.
And are you, does the NHS take that on board? They're working with that kind of healing.
They've allowed me, during lockdown, they've allowed me an opportunity to do mindfulness and meditation session with my work colleagues. Right. They've also, which is a big breakthrough, and I have been able to do that. So I feel locked in a lot of ways, just allowed me to find more of my voice, to find more courage to open up and say, look, I think I can help people here. I also can help them in ergonomics, is something that I now specialize in. So that's looking at their bodies positions, and I can look and see the stress on them and talk to them, and have been able to help people, because it's been really overwhelming for us as NHS workers, and as you can imagine, extremely frightening. So I've been able to help some of my colleagues and go, look, come, just let's have some 5 minutes. And a lot of them are very initially were quite disparaging about saying things like, using their words, I don't believe in that shit, which I'm kind of like, I don't feel triggered by that, whereas before I would, but I don't feel triggered by it. I'm kind of like, well, do you know what, that's fair enough in a respect that you don't believe, but why don't you give it a try? It's not going to do you any harm. And a lot of them have been really surprised and come back and go, do you know, that really helped and I really appreciate it. So now they will come to me and they'll look for me, and I've done guided meditation and just body scanning techniques and simple things. And a lot more of them are now coming and going, are there other things you could help with? Could you help? So I feel it's been really good. Although in business, I haven't had many people to the house, I've been able to help and support my work colleagues. And now more of them are coming and saying, will you do some crystal healing for me? Will you teach me more about that? And that's wonderful to be able to do that and give that support.
Brilliant. So how do you feel about being an author and the book coming out and people reading your story?
It's really exciting, and the response has been overwhelming. And again, the support that I've had from my work colleagues has been amazing. Really touched and feel quite emotional and overwhelmed by it. Sure. I really do.
I can't wait to read all these different individual stories. It's going to be fantastic. So let's just go back to Kat Massey for a second. So Kat, let's talk about that eloquent front cover and who designed it, because it's an empowering woman with a blindfold on, which tells a story in itself, doesn't it? So tell us about the front sleeve.
Well, you should have seen the picture I drew. It was nothing like that.
Like a 5-year-old, I can tell you.
Yeah. I knew what I want, because when I do my talks, I always talk about wearing a mask and how I wore a mask for 42 years. And it took me that long to be able to take it off and be seen for who I am and step into my own power. So I wanted to like capture that. And there's so many women out there that are just so unseen and still frightened to be seen as them, because they feel like they need to fit in for society. So I just put that to Michelle. I just like scribbled something down, put something to Michelle, who's our editor and our book cover designer. And then I found like a picture, which I put into our private chat for the authors, and the authors really liked it. So I was like, right, okay, we're going. Then when Michelle sent the actual design back, bloody hell, I was blown away, because it was just so powerful. And it was exactly, and I think everyone can resonate with that, of having that, you know, that mask on to try and fit in and not be seen. But we are here to, you know, today to be seen.
Brilliant. Okay, so let's talk now to Aga Mortlock. So Aga, welcome to the show. I know we've talked already and we've met previously. So tell us what it is you do, and briefly tell us about what you're bringing to scene.
So, hello, Karen. I'm a brand photographer, and I help female business owners and entrepreneurs build outstanding online presence. And I do this by photographing them and creating a beautiful bank on brand images for them to use across all their online and offline for all their needs. So I do love working with women, and that's my little purpose I found a few years ago.
So tell us about what you're bringing to the book, Aga, your story, only briefly. We don't want to give too much away.
Don't worry, I won't give too much away. This is basically a story about how I came to this country, how I've been greeted, and how I've been allowed to pursue my dreams. That's basically what happened. And it shows how you can come from really, really tiny little bottom. So from the bottom to the top, guys. So that's basically the shortcut of my story.
Brilliant. I can't wait to read it. I really can't. Okay, so let's go over to Alison D. So welcome, Alison.
Hi there, Karen.
So again, tell us what it is you do and all about your role in scene.
So I am a certified life coach and a positive mindset mentor. So I help my clients to flip their thinking, flip their mindset, to better deal with tough life situations, because you know what, life happens to us all. And
is that
the outcome
CBT then, Alison?
Yes, I'm an NLP practitioner, and CBT is an NLP method, so I use that is the core of my coaching. Because you know, life happens, and it's how we deal with it that determines how you come out of the other side. And life isn't easy sometimes, so I give my clients that safe space where they can come to me without judgment, to, you know, get it all out and regroup and move forward. I'm also very big into manifestation, but I put the science and the spirituality together to make it really logical and really accessible for everyone, because when I first found out about manifestation, I was like, what is this? And then I found out there was a lot of science behind it, which fascinates me, because I have actually just left my role as a biomedical scientist in the NHS to go full time in my business.
Clever girl.
Well, I try. I do my best. I'm stubborn and determined. And I mean, that's a whole other story about stepping into my power, because I was getting really bullied and harassed by my line manager. And I went, I'm not going to stand for this anymore. So I walked away. But that's not in the book. My story in the book starts 7.5 years ago, when I had just left an abusive relationship and I was broken, totally broken. I was masses in debt. I had been alienated from my friends and family, and I didn't know what to do, how to start over. I'd just turned 30. And by that point, I thought I would be married with kids. And all of a sudden I was, starting all over again. I didn't like myself at all. And now I'm a positive mindset mentor, helping women step into their power and gain their confidence. And my story is hope and inspiration that, you know, if I can do it coming from that background, anyone can.
That's incredible. Another great story that I can't wait to read. I really can't wait to get my hands on this book. And last but not least, I know there's many more that were taking part in the book. We're going to move over now to Becky Field. So hi, Becky.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. So tell us all about your story.
Okay, so I'm a coach as well. So I work with small business owners, but I work with them to look after their mental, physical, spiritual, emotional well-being while they run their business. So my story focuses on the fact that I am 16 years sober. Wow, it focuses on the thank you. I was 16 years sober on the 16th of September. So it was a really special month for me. Obviously, being a best-selling author as well just is like the cherry on the cake. Being part of this is fantastic. And for me, the story is about the rawness of it. So a lot of people think that alcoholism is the stigma attached to alcoholism is horrific, as you can imagine, but also the ripple effect of alcoholism, not only on the person who's addicted, but the people who were affected by it as well. So I wanted to share my story as in its raw detail of ownership of my responsibility for my addiction.
So do you know how far into the book your story is then, Becky?
I do, I'm chapter three.
Chapter three, wow. So who's chapter one then, Kat?
Jen Griffiths is chapter one.
So guys, you all know which chapters you are then, I take it. You don't? Nikki's shaking her head.
There was a method to my madness. It was who said yes first and got the form in.
And we'll go in that order. That's brilliant. So Kat, you've also recently celebrated 1 year in business, so congratulations. And you had a birthday celebration, which was fantastic. So tell us a bit about how that felt, because you obviously created it during lockdown, didn't you? And then you're still going brilliantly and really strong.
Yeah, who'd have thought? A business in lockdown. it's inspiring, isn't it, that so many people have been able to do what they've actually want to do and what they should be doing during.
We've had success out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been round the block, round this circuit quite a while now, over 20 odd years. And did I think I would have an online business running a visibility membership? Absolutely not. So to have it still a year old in the world crisis that we're in is I'm super, super grateful. I'm proud of that. And I couldn't let that birthday celebration pass me by. But one of my academy members, who is one of my founding members, she opened a business on the exact same day that I did, and it was all around vision boards. So vision and visibility go hand in hand. Yeah. And I just reached out to her and I said, what are you doing for your birthday? And she was like, oh, I don't know. What are you doing? And I said, well, I'm going to have a party. Do you want to come? Do you want to be part of it? Shall we do it together? And she said, yeah, why not? And it was obviously a celebration, but it was also getting off Zoom and getting back in the room and celebrating everybody else that not only found the strength to come to that room after having 18 months at home, but were still in business too.
So
we were celebrating all women in business and one man. There was a man there as well.
One man, don't forget the one man. And I did attend and it was a brilliant event. So while I was there, I also interviewed several authors that are going to be in Scene that can't join us today. And that was Lisa Williams, Jen Griffiths, Laura Coote, Lisa Preston and Fiona Dalziel. So we're going to go over and have a listen to what they had to say at your party. My next guest is no stranger to Appetite for Life, Fiona Dalziel. Welcome back.
Hi, Karen. It's great to be back. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's lovely to see you again. And congratulations on your part of the book of Scene as well.
I know, it's so exciting. I actually really can't believe it. I'm almost like lost for words with how I feel about it, really.
So when did you first hear about the book? And again, were you reserved or were you excited? Did you want to take part straight away?
Well, I work with Kat quite a lot and I'm in her mastermind and I'm also part of her Visibility Academy. And so I heard about it through that because she was obviously really excited about it and talking about it to all of us. And I did consider it for a short while, but I've been writing blogs for a while now, so I felt that it was just, that was the next step for me, really. So I really was quite excited about it.
Yeah, and you've got many strings to your bow, Fiona. So what is it you're going to be talking about in the book? Just briefly give us an outline of what you're going to talk about in Scene.
Well, For those that know me, it's no surprise that I cry at the drop of a hat. I cry for all reasons and none.
And for a very long time
in my life, I hid that. And I was embarrassed by it. And through bullying at school and all sorts of things. And in the corporate world, it wasn't the done thing to do, which would be to burst out crying for no reason whatsoever. Or even just halfway through a conversation with somebody because I feel what's going on in their life or what they're talking about. So I hid it. And that resulted in me having a breakdown.
Yeah.
And when I really didn't think that that was why I had a breakdown, but when I started to really investigate, you know, what had gone on in my life, what had made me feel this bad, I realised that that was exactly what it was, that I was covering it. And actually, you know, I find that actually crying is actually my superpower. So this curse that I've been carrying around all my life is actually the thing that makes me really good at what I do now.
It's totally a positive. I cry all the time. I think you're human if you cry.
Somebody said to me the other day, never trust anybody who doesn't cry at least once a day.
I totally agree.
And I think that's a great... that's now my new mantra, I have to say. Because, well, you know, you see what you see is what you get with me. Tears and all.
Totally. Fiona, as usual, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I wish you all the best with the book. And I'm sure it'll do really well.
Thanks so much, Karen. Thank you.
So I now move over to Lisa Preston. So hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Are you feeling a bit nervous?
A little bit, yes.
Oh, well, congratulations on your part of the book Scene.
Thank you very much. Very excited.
So when did you first hear about the book? And did you first of all think, yes, I definitely want to do it? Or were you a bit reserved about it at first?
So quite unlike me, I was all in. I connected with Kat on social media and it's quite a new connection. And I think, you know how the Facebook algorithms work. And I hadn't really seen much about her and what she did. And this book post popped up. And as soon as I read it, I thought, you know what? I've always wanted to do something like this. So I think this is the type of project that I want to get involved in.
Brilliant. So for our listeners, Lisa, can you tell us what it is you do?
Yeah, so I'm a mental health coach. I'm also training to be a hypnotherapist and a psychotherapeutic counsellor as well. So at the moment, I train a mental health and wellbeing programme in schools and to families as well. So it's a universal approach to mental health and wellbeing and emotional resilience. And I wanted to really expand on that by offering a hypnotherapeutic counselling side to my business as well. So that's what I'm training for at the moment.
Fantastic. So for our listeners, just briefly tell us what it is you're talking about in the book and what you're bringing to Scene.
Lovely. Yeah, so my story is that my career that I entered into when I was in my early 20s took a massive pivot after I had my children, and it wasn't something that I was able to do. I wasn't able to carry on having the career and being a mother at the same time. It was a very, very difficult and transformative period, which led to a lot of mental ill health for myself, and I went through a lot. I went to some dark places, and slowly but surely, since leaving that job, I have rebuilt myself. But I very much believe rebuilding yourself has to come by looking at what's caused the problems in the first place. So I think by going through that process, I've learned a lot about myself. I'd learned a lot about things that were still unresolved from my past and my history. And I've really been forced to look at myself. And now I just feel that you can define your own success on your own terms. It doesn't have to be down to anybody else.
Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us and congratulations on the book.
Thank you very much for having me. Very excited. Thank you.
So we're now going to move over to Laura Coote. So welcome, Laura.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So Laura, you've also taken part in the book. So first of all, tell everybody what it is you do.
Okay, so I am a personal stylist and I am the founder of a clothing boutique for ladies called Black Edge Style.
Wonderful. So tell us about Scene and what your thoughts are and what the book's all about.
Okay, so for me, it's about motivating, inspiring and empowering other women. And I just wanted to use part of my story to empower other women, to let them know my vulnerable side at a time in my life that I found really difficult. And I think it's something that's not talked about very often. And I wanted to share my story to try and encourage or help anyone that's in a position that I found myself in, and to understand that it is normal, there is a way through it, and I think we should all talk about it a little bit more.
Can you tell us briefly your story for our listeners?
So I was lucky enough to be blessed with three young boys. However, my twins came when my little boy was only 22 months old. So I was found myself with three children under two, and I found it incredibly difficult. I always felt extremely blessed, and I found the children an absolute amazement, but the overwhelm of being a mother to three young boys really got on top of me, and I found it quite difficult to share that with people. So I tend to just be at home and struggle with it a little bit more than maybe I did let on.
Yeah, I don't know why women kind of keep it to themselves, because it's a full-time job being a parent, never mind looking after yourself and running a home and everything, isn't it? But
yeah, I think the thing is, what I was always searching for, or what I was scared of, was losing who I was before I had children. Because when I had one child, he fitted in with life, he came out with us, we went for meals, and he found it quite easy as such. And then when the twins came along, everything changed, and I was always chasing who I was before I was a mum of three, and I've learned a lot about that. I have changed, life has changed, and it's okay for it to change.
Totally. Well, congratulations on your part of the book, and I look forward to reading it.
Thanks so much.
So my next guest today is Jen Griffiths. So welcome, Jen.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
All right.
Not nervous about this podcast?
No, not at all.
Excellent.
Excited.
Excited. Brilliant. So for our listeners, first of all, Jen, just tell us what it is you do.
So I'm known locally as the Tropic Pianist Gamer. If you don't know what that is, I'm a Tropic Ambassador who sells natural skincare. I'm a pianist, as in a professional pianist and a piano tutor. And I'm a gamer, and I run the biggest UK gaming hub in the UK for Nintendo fans.
Wow, my son is going to love you. Wow, that's incredible. So you're very techie then?
Sort of, yeah.
So congratulations on the book Scene. So for our listeners, just tell us briefly what it is you're going to be talking about and what you're bringing to the book.
So I know the subject is finding your passion, your power. So for me, when I first went self-employed, I did it as a fallback option, because I realised I didn't suit the 9-to-5 life in the office. So I could always play the piano. I've played the piano since quite a young age, and I always thought in the background maybe I could be a piano tutor. But when I set up, which was 2016, I was still scared of people, because I have a lifelong anxiety disorder, which, right, I've had since age 13.
Well, you're doing marvellous being at this event today.
Thank you. Yes, this was a good test for my confidence.
Definitely.
It's gone to plan so far. The hat helped. I have my star hat today, so...
Just for our listeners, I know you can't see, but Jen's wearing a gorgeous star, colourful star dress and hat to match. She looks amazeballs.
Thanks.
So tell us again, are you talking about one particular area or all three or four areas?
So my story is basically how I overcame the anxiety to be who I am. So finding my true self. So my true self is the Tropic Pianist Gamer. That's who I am. But it was how I got there in the first place, how I got out of my fear of people, how I got out of my fear of judgment. So basically the root of my anxiety is all about fear of judgment from various parties, whether that was bullying or childhood influences. There's a mixture of all of them, and they all culminated in one big mush of anxiety. So it was how I basically took that apart and found my passion and strength from that.
Well, that's amazing, and I know for sure you're going to be helping so many people with just those words you said today. So congratulations to you also on the book, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
So my next guest is Lisa Williams, the star of the show, because today we're at the Celtic Arms in Northup, is that right, Lisa?
It is, yes.
And we're here to celebrate a year in business of your vision board. So first of all, tell us quickly about that.
Yeah, so obviously during the pandemic last year, I set up a vision board membership to help my vision board business bring them together, to help them stay connected with their visions and help them move forward with their visions and be aligned with their visions. And then on the 1st September 2020, the membership opened. At the time I had a 2-month-old baby, and I was juggling motherhood and my membership, and we are now 1 year old.
Wow, so congratulations, it's been a brilliant day. So you and Kat Massey today, 1 year in business, so well done, it's been a beautiful day. And of course I've grabbed all the ladies that are taking part in the book Scene. So for our listeners, what are you going to be talking about?
So in the book, in Scene, I will be talking about my miscarriage journey. So we had three consecutive miscarriages, very close together, and I will be talking through my own journey about how I felt and about how my feelings were and how I have now used that pain to progress further. And I want to be able to help other people going through that pain, through that journey, to show them there is a light at the end of the tunnel and that there is a way that you can get through it. And if you are in that position where you are going through or have gone through it and you have bottled those feelings up, it's okay to let them out, and it's okay to be visible with them and to share your story, because it will help others.
Definitely. And you're going to be helping, like I say, so many people just by this short podcast and of course the book as well. So congratulations once again on the book, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having a chat with us today.
So that was great words there from the other authors that are contributing to Scene. So Kat, all the proceeds are to be donated to Milestone Mums. Can you tell us a bit about this charity?
Yeah, when I first hit the world of online space in 2017, as my true self, talking about my own mental health, I started blogging, and then this lady started to follow my blogs, and then I opened a community group for men and women, a safe space for everyone to come together and chat about their own mental health. And she joined that group, and she said, I've got something similar that I do. And we just got chatting like that. And 3 years on, we've remained friends, and her community has just gone from strength to strength. So Sarah started off building a community in her own part of the world, in Ellesmere Port, because no one was there for her. So after she had her third child and got out of an abusive relationship, there was no one to turn to. She did seek medical advice, NHS, and yes, to a certain extent they were there, but there was still, her words are, there's always someone to hold the baby, but who's holding the mum?
Yeah.
And that really hit home to me after suffering with postnatal depression myself with my own son. So we just connected. And when I was doing this book, knowing that I wanted it obviously super aligned to me being a mental health advocate myself, I was looking at different charities, and I asked the group of authors, you know, and everybody put their thing in of who we should have. And I just kept getting drawn back to Sarah. I just kept getting, because she's just on her own. She just does this on her own with volunteers. So I reached out to her, and she was that overwhelmed. She was like, can I think about it? She was just like really taken aback. Yeah, that not just me, because I'm a friend now, but 15 strangers to Sarah believed in her and said, yeah, let's do it for her. So that took her back, because she's spent a lifetime to get people to try and believe in her. And now to get people believing in her when she didn't even believe in herself is just, it's just amazing. And the work she's doing is going from strength to strength, and she's going to have a Milestone Mums in every single county, and we are going to be a small part of that. So it makes my heart swell with joy.
I actually managed to grab a few words with Sarah Finley from Milestone Mums at the launch of Scene on the 10th of October, and this is what she had to say. So I'm now joined by the founder of Milestone Mums, Sarah Finley. So welcome, Sarah.
Hello, nice to see you.
Oh, it's lovely to meet you. So I believe that all the proceeds of the book Scene are going to your fabulous charity. Tell us all about it.
So Milestone Mums was set up 3 years ago by myself. I provide a support service for mums that have got mental health problems. We put activities on for the children, and the mums have a safe space to go to and to offload if they want to talk. But I fully support the mums that have any kind of mental health issue, and it's in a nice environment for them as well.
Oh, that sounds amazing, because it's really daunting, isn't it? We know for new mums, even during pregnancy, after pregnancy is a really daunting time, quite frightening as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how did you feel when you knew that all the proceeds of the book Scene were going to go to your charity?
I cried.
Oh.
I didn't think, well, I am worthy enough, and the charity is 1,000,000% worthy enough, but having people believe in me and what I'm about means the absolute world to me. So it was really overwhelming, but I'm absolutely thrilled to bits and completely and utterly grateful.
Totally. Oh, it's been so lovely to meet you, and all the best with the charity and all the best with the book as well.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you.
And I also managed to interview the rest of the authors that couldn't join us today, which is Dee O'Connor, Sue Miller, Mari Coleman and Nikki Bailey. So I'm here at the launch of Scene of 15 fabulous authors that have all contributed their stories and they've all had a chapter each. And I'm now joined by Mari Coleman. So welcome, Mari.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
So you're one of the authors of Scene. So how does it feel to be an author? Because it's launch day today.
It's very exciting. It's nerve-wracking, but it's absolutely lovely to be here with everybody celebrating.
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. So for our listeners, just give us a brief outline about what your chapter entails and what you're bringing to the book.
Okay, so my chapter starts with grief, and it's through that grief that made me reevaluate my life and what was important to me, and that is family, work-life balance and my health and that of the people that I care for.
So Mari, for our listeners, just give us a brief outline of what it is you do.
Okay, so I help health-seeking individuals source high-quality wellness products to help them look and feel better. And it's these products that have helped me, you know, with ailments that I've had in the past. And I'm particularly passionate about those products. And through personal experience, I know that I can help them.
Fabulous. Well, I really look forward to reading your chapter in the book. Once again, congratulations. Enjoy the celebrations.
Thank you.
So now I'm joined by the gorgeous Sue Miller, who not only is one of the authors, but she's also the publisher. So welcome, Sue.
Thank you, Karen. It's lovely to be here.
So first of all, how do you feel about being an author? Because this isn't your first book, is it? But maybe this genre, is this the first genre for you?
Well, it's the first time I've actually had a chapter in a book. So yeah, for me, it's not my first, obviously not my first published book, but yeah, it's been really, really weird experience because I'm used to just, you know, being the one behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So to actually be in a chapter myself as myself, it was a bit
quite daunting. Yeah. So for our listeners then, can you give us a brief outline of your chapter, but very, very brief, just give us all a taster.
Okay.
But tell us what you're bringing to the book Scene.
Okay, well, my chapter is called I Showed Up, and it's basically it starts back when I was 10 years old and kind of briefly takes the reader through the journey and how I started to, when I was writing it, I realized how many things have happened in my life because I showed up.
Exactly.
And it talks about the power of words, which of course as an editor and publisher, words are very important. So those are kind of the two key themes of my chapter.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And also being the publisher as well, you must have got to know the authors quite well, the other 14 authors, and got to know their stories.
Yes, I know they were so nervous, and I get that. At first I thought, well, what are you nervous about? But, you know, I help so many authors, and first-time authors, it is very, it's very frightening. So, and Kat, she was wonderful. She held everybody's hand through the whole process. And yeah, just getting to know them now and seeing the story behind the person. Oftentimes you just see the person and you have a totally different impression of who they are, what they've been through. And I think that's what this book brings, is that you realize that we're not always who we appear to be.
Definitely. So for each author then, were they given so many words? Was it between 500 and 2,000, or what did they have to prepare?
Yeah, we gave them 2,500 words, was, you know, thereabouts. Some took it very literal and they, you know, but yeah, it was thereabouts 2,500 words. And Michelle Katanak works with Team Author, and she did the editing and then I did the final proofreading. So thereabouts, we wanted everybody's chapter to be approximately the same length.
Yeah. Fabulous. Oh, well, thank you for talking to me today. Congratulations on the book, and I look forward to reading your chapter.
Oh, thank you very much.
So I'm still at the party celebrating the launch of Scene, and I'm now joined by another author, which is Dee O'Connor. So lovely to meet you, Dee.
Hi, lovely to meet you, Karen. It's been an absolutely wonderful day today, celebrating the launch of this amazing book.
It has been fantastic, really, really good. So for our listeners, just give us a brief outline about your chapter. Don't give too much away, but just give us a brief outline of what you're bringing to the book.
So yeah, so what I wrote about in my chapter was I gave my power away many times throughout my life to situations and events. And it was really about reclaiming that power and not being defined by other people's behaviour and realising it was no reflection on me, and just kind of learning to, you know, regain my confidence and heal from, you know, things that actually did affect me deeply, and just regain that power and know who I am.
And how do you feel about being an author and everyone hearing your story?
For me, it was always about, the book was always about helping others, and I jumped at the chance straight away because, you know, I read about Sarah Finley. She's an amazing human being, and such strength to be able to help others. And, you know, I said yes without thinking.
Oh, I would have done as well. So, well, congratulations once again. All the best. And, yeah, congratulations on being an author. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I'm now joined by Nikki Bailey, or should I say author Nikki Bailey. So welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So how does it feel on launch day to actually be an author?
It's very surreal, but exciting at the same time.
Oh, well, congratulations. The book looks absolutely gorgeous. A really lovely thick book, doesn't it? So for our listeners, I've been asking all the authors just briefly to give us an outline of what their chapter's about, but don't give too much away, so what you're bringing to the book.
So my chapter is a journey from a health diagnosis, quite a serious one, right up until where I am now, and the lessons and the personal development changes that it brought about in my life.
Wow. And how does it feel that everyone's going to hear your story now that the world, it's open to the world? How do you feel about that?
Originally, I was nervous about it. But I feel that there will be many women out there that could really benefit from it, whether they've had that kind of diagnosis or not. I think it's quite an empowering story.
Definitely, definitely going to help loads of women. So what chapter are you? What chapter, what number?
Oh, crikey. I think I'm chapter 5. I think.
Chapter 5. Oh, how exciting. Well, I wish you all the best, and thank you for talking to me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So that was all the fabulous authors being interviewed at the launch of Scene on the 10th of October. So we're going to go back to Kat now and all her fabulous team of fabulous authors. Congratulations to all of you once again. The book I know is going to be, it was a bestseller already, and I can't wait, like I say, to get my hands on it. But for our listeners, Kat, how can we get hold of the book? Where's it available? And if anyone wants to join your academy, how do they get in touch?
So if you want the book, we are only in pre-launch stage at the moment. So we are on day 3 of pre-launch stage. So if you go onto Amazon and if you type in Scene, it will come up and you are able to pre-order it for $2.99 just on the Kindle version to start with. It will be available on paperback, but it's just Kindle version at first. And if you go onto Amazon, my author's bio is in there and there's all about me, how you can get in touch with me there.
Brilliant. So girls, if you all want to unmute yourselves, we'll do one last cheers. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for sharing your journey on the podcast today. And I wish you all the best with Scene.
Scene. So
thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Authors and More, all your writing needs under one roof. If you have any questions, then visit my website at karenkellypodcast.co.uk or send me an email at letstalk@karenkellypodcast.co.uk. Authors and More is part of the Appetite for Life podcast series, sponsored by Everything Genetic Limited.